Really, Paul Nishba, let's say the Shoyma first went through a Shvua. First the Shoyma said, I'll swear to you that it was not, that it was stolen. So the Lacher is, even though later the Shoyma pays the money, still, Lemi Mishalim, who does the Ganav have to pay the Kefil to? He pays the Bala because of it. That's the way Abaye makes the deal from the Reisha. Rava dies from the Seifa. Rava makes the deal from the Seifa. It says in the Seifa, Nishba, Vularos Mishalim, when does the Kefil go to the owner? When he made a Shrua, and Vularos Mishalim, the Shoyma does not want to pay. So, Taima, what's the reason why the Kefil goes to the owner? To the Rosh Lashalim. Because the Shoyma did not want us to pay. Mashma Hoshilim, Mashma, if the Shoyma does decide to pay, Afalpisha Nishpa, even though the Shoyma swore first that it was Nigna, still, Lemi Mishalim, who does the Ganav have to pay the Kefil to? Lemi Shapakoda Metzloi. That's the way Rabbi makes the deal from the Seifa. So the Kitzah Abaye makes the deal from the ratio that the Kefil goes to the owner, and Rabbi makes the deal from the Seifa that the Kefil goes to the Shoyma. The Mor says it's so, the Abaye Kashi Seifa. According to Abaye, look where the kasha on the Seifa. The Seifa is mashm, even though the Shoyma makes a Shvua, but the only reason why the Kefil goes to the owner is because the Shoyma did not pay. Mashm, if the Shoyma pays, he gets the Kefil. Omalach Abaye, Abaye answers back and says like this. Hochi Ketoni, this is what the Mishnah means to say over there. Nishbav l'rotzel l'shalem. If the Shoyma swears first, and he does not want to pay, koydim ha-shvua, before he swore, elo li'achar ha-shvua, but rather he paid, just he paid after the shvua, in such a case, what's the locho? Lemi mishalim. So who does the ganav have to pay the kefil to? Levala pikodim. That's the way Abaye learns even the Sefer. So even the Sefer says like Abaye, that if the Shoyma first took a shvua, then there's no way the Shoyma gets the kefil. Then at all times, the kefil goes back to the owner. Now the Gemara says, the Rava though, that says not like that. Rava that says, any time the Shoyma pays, the kefil goes back to the Shoyma, is so kasha reisha, the kasha of the reisha. The reisha is mashma, the Shoyma only gets the kefil when he didn't swear. But mashma, if he swore first, he does not get the kefil. Omalach Rava, Rava answers back like this, Hochi Ketoni. This is what the reisha means to say. Shilein, when the Shoyma pays, and he did not want to stay with his shvua, el shilein, but rather he paid. In other words, true, he made his shvua first. First the shvua, the Shoyma told the owner, listen, it was stolen from me, I'm a shamechina malchotar, and I'll swear to you. And the Shoyma swore. Now the Mishnah is saying that if he doesn't want to stay with that shvua, he doesn't want to stay to be potter, but rather he wants to pay, then if the Shoyma pays, halacha is, lemi mishalim, later when we find the ganav, who does the ganav have to pay the kefil to? Lemi shafikod and etloi. Therefore, Rav answers even the ratio according to him. So, kitzas amachlekas amayivrov. Now, the Gemara says like this: Tavuhu bailim l'shoyma. What's going to be if the owner went over to the shoyma and said, "Listen, oh, where's my shor? I gave you a shor. Where is it to watch? Give it back to me." The nishpa. So the shoyma swore that it was stolen from him. Vuhu kavaganav, and then we find the ganav. That's the case. But so far, the Shoyma did not pay, just that the Shoyma said it was stolen from him. And the Nishpa, the Shoyma swore that it was stolen, so the Shoyma is potter. And then we found the Ganav. Now, Tavu Shoyma, let's say the Shoyma goes over to the Ganav and says, listen, you stole it from me, give it back. For Hoida. And the Shoyma and the Ganav admits. So if the Ganav admits, the Guru is potter from Tavu. And then Tavu by them, then the real owner goes over to the ganav and says, listen, you stole it from me, give it back. The kofar. To the real violin, the ganav is a kofar. Ve'aviyu eidim. And then the owner brings eidim that he's really a ganav. So now, if according to the last case, he'll be chayav kefil. So how do we look at it? Miniftar aganav bo'hidor shomer, or lo niftar aganav bo'hidor shomer. That the shomer first admitted to the ganav, that the ganav first admitted to the shomer that he stole it, is that called a good haidu or not? Does that pass to him from kefil? Or do we say no, since he's not the baal dvorim of the kefil? The real baal dvorim of the kefil here is the owner, because the shoyma did not pay for it. So therefore, who gets the kefil? The owner gets the kefil. So maybe the fact the shoyma went first to ask the ganif, like it means nothing. So that haidu means nothing. Therefore, the main fee is what the owner asked the ganif, and since then the ganif was a kefir and he brought avium the bailim, he will have to pay kefir. So that's the shoyma. On my Rav, Rav says like this: In the emes nishpa, if the shoyma swore for that really was stolen from him, then nifter haganif voidor shoyma. In other words, if the ganef did not swear false, the ganef swore emes, so pshat is, if the shema swore a truth, then the shema, the pshat is, he cares about the owner, and he really wants to see to it that this should go back to the owner. Therefore, when the shema goes over to the ganef and says, you stole it from me, it's called the good tfiyah. And if the ganef admits it to him, the ganef would be potter from kefil. But v'yim b'sheka nishpa, let's say when the shema swore, it was really false what he swore. In other words, Rashi says, she'toye neisa nishpa ra nishpa, that the ganef said, you know what happened to the shor? It died, or it broke, or it got nefel, and he swore to it. And really, we find out later, it's not true, that's not what happened, but it was stolen. So if he swore false, then we say, loy nifter haganef v'hedor shema. Such a shema we see since he's not trustworthy, so that he's not really looking out for the good of the owner. Therefore, when the shema goes to the ganef and asks the ganef, you stole it from me, give it back, it means nothing. It's a joke-like. Therefore, that tzvi is not called the tzvi of mammon. Therefore, when the ganef admitted, it's not called hedor. So therefore, when the owner comes and asks for it, that's the real tzvi. The ganef is kaifam, therefore he would be chayiv kaifam. That's the rubber one, that's Rabbi Terence. On this boy rubber, Rabbi said like this, what's going to be? Omad li shava b'sheker v'lohi nichu humal. What's going to be if the shema really wanted to swear false? It was about to swear false. In other words, the shema said that really he died. And he was about to swear upon it. And later, right away, before he swore false, he found out really was stolen. But the shema was about to swear false, but he didn't. Mal, what's the halacha? So we say, since he didn't swear false yet, therefore, he maybe still really cares about the owner. Therefore, when he asks the ganef if it means something, and the dog would free him, or maybe no, since we see he wants to swear false, such a shema doesn't care so much about the bailin, his tfi is not called a tfiya, so the ganef would be put from kefil. This is where it says take it, the suffix. Right, Rav Kana Masli Hochi. This is where Rav Kana learns. Rav Tivyume Masli Hochi, we learned it like this though, that the boy, Masli Hochi, this is where he learned it, that boy Rav, Rav Shaila was like this. Nishpala Shekem Mahu. He had a suffix, even in the case when the Shema swore false. In other words, the Shema said that the Shah died, and he swore to it. And now we find out that nothing happened, it didn't die, just the Ganef stole it. So true, the Shema is Poker still. But the question is though, is he trust, even though he swore false, but so what? Lamaista still made when he goes now, here's the Ganef, give it back, he like looks for the good of the Shah of the owner. So maybe his tree is called the tree. Because he has a suffix even in such a case. Even though before we said, what is this for the Sheker, Rav said, it's not called a Tviya, Rav Tumumi has it for Shaila. And he owes Rav asks for Shaila. Even though the Shema first swore false, but so what? Maybe now when the Shema is asking the Ganef to return it, he's like doing Shuba, he wants to make sure it goes back to the Ganef, maybe it's called a Tviya. So more about that take. Right. Mor says now, Tivuhu Bailin L'Shemer V'Shilin. What's going to be if the owner went over to the shomer and said, where's my shor? So the shomer said, listen, it was stolen, but I'll pay you anyway. And he paid, v'ukar aganef. And then we came and we found the ganef. So in such a case, a local is the kefil, goes to the shomer. The shomer has the right to keep the kefil. But now, tavu, by the beholder, the bailer went over to the ganef and said, listen, you stole it, give it back. And the ganef admitted. So since he admitted, he's potter from kefil. Then tavu, shomer. Then the shomer says, listen, you owe me the kefil. Give it back to me. The kofar. And the ganef said nothing doing. I didn't steal his kofar. They v'yed him. And now the shema brings eidim that this person really stole it. So, nif the ganef v'yedoh is by the maloi. To stop it now. When the owner first asked the ganef to return it. Since really the kefil does not go to the owner. The kefil goes to the shema. So when the owner made a tviya, is that called a tviya or not? That's a suffix. Oiloi. Me, I'm going to do, he say, Motsi Yomale, Shayma the Bailin. Listen, the Shayma maybe has the right to send that to the Bailin. Austin, you, Kiva the Shak Lisa Luchul Dimei, since I already paid you the money of the shore, the Shayma paid the owner the money of the shore, it's a Likto Luchul Mehocha. You're out of the picture now. You're away from here. You're out of it. If there's any capable involved, it comes to me. Since so you have no right to ask the Ghana. So your free means nothing. So the fact he was hoited to you also does not free him. Maybe Motzi Amrile, maybe the Baran can say, no. Ki henchi di'af av this law nusa, the same way you did something nice to me, the Baran to pay this to the Shemer, the same way you were nice to me and you paid me up right away, and na nami abidu l'cho ta tarichna bosa ganva. I also want to help you out, and I want to go after the gun to get it back for you. Like, look, I took the money you paid me, and you take now the keful. So maybe the owner has the right to do this. Teku, and this type of also applies with teku. Is the tfiya of the bailam called the tfiya or not? Itmar learned like this. Nignavo bi'ayinus. You were a shamer, and taki was stolen from you when you were a shamer. Bi'ayinus, it wasn't your fault. The ganav came, listed mizuyim, came and stole it from you. Vukar ganav, and then we find the ganav. Omar Abaye, Abaye said like this. Im shamer chinam hu. If the shamer was a shamer chinam, he wasn't paid, he was doing it for free. The shomer himself, this what happened now? It was stolen from the shomer. So now really the owner has a title to the shomer. Where's my shor? I gave it to you. You say it was stolen from you. Now if the shomer wants to, rotzi my din, rotzi nishpa. If the shomer wants to, the shomer could pay the bailer back the money, and he'll do the din with the ganef. Rotzi nishpa. If he wants to, he has the right just to swear and free himself. Even though we know where the ganef is, the Shem has the right to say, why should I go after the Ganef? You go after and get the Ganef, I'm free. So a Shem Mechidim can do that. But what about the Shem Mechidim? Well, let's say the Shem was paid for the job, even though the Lachar is the Shem Mechidim is Potter Anoinis, if I list the Mizuyim, if Am Rav is come and take it away from a Shem Mechidim, the Shem Mechidim is Potter. But over here, where was Hukar HaGanef? We know exactly who stole it. I used to eat my din. The Shem Mechidim has to pay the owner for the shor, and the shor masachar has to go to the din with the ganef. He has to get the money out of the ganef. The ein nishman, he doesn't swear. In other words, since I paid you for watching it, this much of a right, the owner has the right to tell the shomer that, listen, we know who the ganef is. It's only a tircha. Who's going to go and worry about getting the money away from the ganef? But since I paid you for watching the shor, therefore the din is that you have to pay me the money right now. And you go ahead and worry and getting the money away from the ganef. Rav Omer, Rav says no. Echad zev, yechad zev, whether he's a shem achinam or whether he's a shem asachar, I see my din. In both cases, the lachar is the shemer has to pay the owner back the money, and the shemer goes to the ganef and gets the money away from the ganef, even the shem achinam. V'yena nishpa. That's what Rav says. The Gemara says, l'chura leima pligi ad ravuna baravin. Let's say Yag is an ravuna baravin. Tisholach Ravuna Baravin. Ravuna Baravin sent a letter like this. Nignavo Bionis. What's going to be in a case where a case of Am Rabbis took it away from the Shomer? Vulkar Aganef, and then we find out who the Ganef is. So now, in Shomer Chinamu, if the Shomer was a free Shomer, he wasn't paid. Rotzo is in my din, Rotzo Nishpa. It's up to the Shomer. If he wants to, he can free himself just by swearing, and he doesn't have to take care of the Ganef. But v'im shayma sacharu. But if the shayma was paid for the job, I see my din. Then he v'dafka has to pay the owner, and he has to get the money away from the ganef. V'ain anishpan, he can't swear. Swear is not like rava. Rava said by both cases, the shayma has to take care of the job. Amalach rava answers up in my asking again. Shekodam v'nishpa. We're talking about that he swore first. In other words, really the din is the shayma is supposed to pay the owner. Just if the shayma chapped the rind fast and swore, then we say the shayma is free. Fred Gemara, no. V'rotzo I see my din, rotzo nishpa kamer. It says clearly that the shayma chinam has a choice. He does not have to bedafka pay. He has a choice in the matter. So Gemara says, hachi kamer. This is what he means to say. Rotzo shayma chinam oimid v'shvuotzo I, rotzo I see my din. The Rabbi was talking about that the shayma chinam chapped the rind fast and swore that it was nigna. That's why now the shayma chinam has a choice in the matter. If he wants to, he can stay with his shvu and say, I don't have to pay you, but you go after the ganef. But even so, if the Shomer Chinam wants to be nice, he could say, listen, I'll do the job for you, I'll go after the ganef. But in the case where the Shomer Chinam did not chap around and swear false, and then the halacha is, the Shomer is not supposed to swear, but rather, since you are a Shomer, it's mutl upon you to get the money away from the ganef. Rabbi Zutri Voyi Lohochi. He gets the shadow like this. Nignavo Biyonis. Let's say it was stolen from the Shomer Biyonis. Behechti ganef bei Shomer. So it was stolen from the Shomer Biyonis, right? So the Shomer is potter. Now the ganef returned it to the Beis Shomer. The ganef made a chazara, not to the owner, but to the Beis Shomer. Umeisa b'pshia. And now the animal died, the pshia of the Shomer. The Shomer did not watch it well, and that's why it died. Ma, what's the law? This is a shayla. Mi yarmina, do we say, kivon de nignava b'yonis, since it was stolen from the Shomer Biyonis, kal yalei shmirosoi. It's like the Shmira finished. He has no mochiyah to watch it anymore. Now it's Komle B'Shus HaGanef. It belongs to the Ganef now. He has the Chiyav HaShavah. And who is the Chiyav HaShavah to? To the owner. So when the Ganav put it back by the Shomer, the Shomer still potter. Like Duma maybe no. Kivun the Hodra Hodun the Shomerasai. Since the Ganav stole it from you, the Shomer, and now the Ganav returns it back to the Shomer, you again become a Shomer, and it's mutl upon you to watch it. And therefore, since you were Pashay, you did not watch it, rather it died because of you, you will be Chayit. That's the Shaila. Nigdub of the Yonis, is it called Kolsa Shemarasva Yonat? That's a son. Now the Mishnah says like this. When somebody says, Hey, Kedik Dain, he only goes to the Shem and says, Where's my Tikkodim? Where's my Shur I gave you to watch? Oh, my Lord, the Shem says back, Ova. It was lost. Mashviach Hanis, the Yonis says, Swear it to me. The Yomar Omen, he says, Yes. And then Adam come and tell us, listen, you yourself ate it up. What do you mean it was lost? You ate it up. Halacha is Mishalim Kerem. He has to pay Kerem. That's all. Kaifa not, because he wasn't turned to his Ganav. But Hoydu Miyatsmoy, let's say the person admitted to him by himself that he swore false. Mishalim Kerem with Kerem Mishviyoshim. Yeah. But through Adam, he only pays Kerem, not more, because there's no kindness Ganav here. But what about if the owner says, Eichet Gedoni? The owner comes to the Shomer and says, Where's my shirt I gave you? Oh, my Lord, Nigna. Now the Shomer answers back and says, You know where it is? It was stolen from me. So the owner says, Good, Mashbiach Ani, swear to me. The Yomer Omen, he says, Yes. And now the Eidim come and say, You yourself stole it, you yourself have it. The Loch is the son of the Shomer, Tashlumi Kaifel. You have to be careful now. Because that's the Loch of Tayin Tan is Ganif. By the Shomer, you yourself become a Ganif, you have to be careful. What about Hoydu Miyatsmoy? Let's say the Shomer now admits after he swore that it was stolen that it really wasn't. He had it no time. So that Allah is Mishalom Kerem Chay Mishbiyosh. Now, these are Allah's we had before the turn to Ghana. Now, what's going to be how Goyfless of it? A son steals from his father. Vinishbaloy. And he swears to the father that he did not steal. Umeis. And then the father dies. And then we find out that no, the son really made the Geneva and he swore false. If the son admits that he swore false, he has a chiyuv to pay back Kerem v'chaymish and the Korban Hashem. To who? To the other children, or else to the father brothers. The kids, the money, even though the father died, and he gets, really, he is supposed to pay the money back to the father. Now, if he would have paid the money to the father when the father died, it would have went back to him the Yerusha. But now that the father died first, before he paid up, he can't even keep his chelik of the Yerusha. But he has to pay back the whole thing now to the other brothers or to the father's brother. Kids, he has to make a nice hashava on the geneva that he made. What about the remainder rights? So let's say he doesn't want to pay back to them. Or let's say he's poor, he can't afford it. So there is an HR out. That means lova, let him borrow money from somebody, and the borrowed money, let him pay the geneva back to the brothers. Now, now the Baal Chayv comes back and takes the money away from the brothers, for terrorist this brother's Yerusha. In other words, like a Tarum here. Really, the son that made the Geneva made a Maisa Hashava. He borrowed the money, but he returned it to the other brothers. But after he returned it, once he did the Hashava, the Maisa, that money, also part of it belongs to him, for terrorist Yerusha. Therefore, this Baal Chayv has the right to come and collect the money from the other brothers, for terrorist Yerusha. Just that he has to do a Maisa Hashava. Since it's a haroma to say that he's doing two things, he's doing the Maisa Hashava and he's also collecting his share in the Yerusha. What's going to be if a father says to a son, Kainan, I'm making a Nisa Shavua, or this Neder, that he has an enemy Shali, you're not allowed any enjoyment from me. But Shali is Mashma from me only when he's alive. Therefore, a mate, let's say the father dies, you're a Shenu. Then the son has the right to Yashin his father, because Shali is Mashma only calls him when he's alive, not after he dies.